News in brief at Press TV. Foreign-backed militants in Syria have intensified their attacks on Setnaya, a Christian town near the capital, in an effort to capture it. Militants increased the mortar fire targeting the town following a serious defeat that left dozens of insurgents dead. The Syrian ambassador to the UN has censured the West and its regional backers for their continued support of militants operating in the country. Bashar Jaafari also criticized the world body for what he calls its inaction over the blood being spilled by foreign-backed insurgents in Syria. South Sudan President Salva Kiir says his forces have retaken the regional capital of Malaka from the rebels. However, the rebels loyal to the former vice president have denied the reports. But government forces have made advances against the rebels in recent days, and the UN says the fighting has claimed thousands of lives in South Sudan. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations has urged the UN Security Council to take action to prevent terrorist attacks. In a letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Ambassador Mohammed Khazai called on the UN and the Security Council to strongly condemn the recent assassination of an Iranian diplomat in Yemen. Clashes between anti-government protesters and Ukrainian police continue for the second day in the capital, Kiev. President Viktor Yanukovych has called for negotiations to end the crisis. He has also asked people not to join those who seek violence. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has withdrawn an offer for Iran to attend the Syrian peace conference, which is to be held in Switzerland. Earlier, Tehran said it does not support the June 2012 transition deal. That is the basis for the talks. In Colombia, at least 9 FARC rebels have been killed in a joint operation by the country's Air Force and Army. The attack was launched in the northern town of Ten. Meanwhile, peace talks between the government and the rebels are underway. In Cuba, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper has been heckled while addressing Israel's Knesset. 2 Arabic-speaking members of parliament interrupted Harper as he spoke about what he called the twisted logic of calling Israel an apartheid regime. Harper also referred to the emergence of a new form of anti-Semitism.